From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios here on the Lead Slingers microphone for you for hour two on what is a very, admittedly, a very strange Easter Sunday and a number of different reasons. As I mentioned in the previous hour when I opened up the show, if your family is like my family, you watched online Easter services this year in what was really can only be described, at least in my household, very surreal. But I will say this about technology. At least we have the technology to do that, right? That we can still actually virtually attend a service in ways we could never have done years ago. So in that respect, that technology, while I just revile some of it, I love what we were able to do today. It has its goods and its bads. There's no question about it. And as I mentioned on this Easter Sunday as well, that because we are under the threat of some very significant weather at the time this show is airing, which is 8 to 11 p.m. live Eastern time on Sunday and 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, we went ahead and took the liberty of taping the program a couple hours in advance of its airing so that we could give you the latest up-to-date information and not run the risk of having something catastrophic cut us off the airwaves. And we did that so you don't miss a beat. Freedom never takes a break here on the Armed American Radio Network. We heard Alan Gottlieb in the previous hour. Now we're going to move to one of my dearest friends and most trusted advisors ever, and that's Alan. See, Alan, I defaulted Alan. Neil McCabe. It's not unusual to default to Alan Gottlieb when I said that, right? You're right there at number two. You're in great company, man. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Mark. And really, you know, I got to know Alan when I was the editor of Guns and Patriots, of course. But
that's right.
It's really through this program that I've really gotten to know him. And he's a remarkable man. He's really a patriot and a great American.
Well, he is something. We talked about some of the previous lawsuits. Alan and I talked about some of the lawsuits that are being filed. I don't want to go into too many details on individual cases. It's kind of tough for us to do when some of these have just been filed. But, of course, Second Amendment Foundation just joined and filed up in Massachusetts, where I think I know you know somebody that is familiar with Massachusetts, right? That would be you, Neil McCabe. Nobody could tell because you've lost your accent.
I've lost my accent, Mark, but yes, I did grow up in Massachusetts.
All right, let me just ask basically an aggregate, a macro question, if I could, without getting into specifics of individual cases, Neil. Why should we have to be suing state governments, governors, mayors, you know, I don't know, to pick town councils, for violation of our rights? Why should we have to be doing that during what is already a difficult time with the, you know, and I hate to use the word, we'll just call it with the pandemic, the declared pandemic, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. And I'm tired of the media making it, you know, while it's terrible, even worse than it is. Why should we have to be worried about doing that, Neil?
Well, you know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that, you know, in basically 2 or 3 months, we became Venezuela, right? The stores are empty. The stores are closed, right? The stores that are open have horrific lines and empty shelves, and the churches are closed. And there's an odd feeling, right, where you see, I don't know if you saw that video of the man in Philadelphia where the police were dragging him off of a bus because he wasn't wearing a mask.
I did.
And it's, you know, this is a crazy time, and it really speaks to the point that, you know, the time to fix the roof is when the sun is shining. And so when the political atmosphere is correct to restore and expand gun rights, you know, we didn't do it. And there are people who said they would do it, and there are people who file bills every year that never move. But they get these guys get credit, and we say how fantastic they are. And then out of the blue, we have this pandemic, and we see what's going on. And if we don't hold the line on a constitutional right, we're just going to get steamrolled. And it's not just, you know, for a lot of people, this is an emotional thing because, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and you should be able to just snap your fingers and make a constitutionally sanctioned right go away, right? And yet this is, you know, this is what's going to happen because we can't rely on our leaders to do it. And so, you know, we end up doing it ourselves in the courts, which is not, you know, imagine explaining to Patrick Henry or George Mason or Thomas Jefferson even that, oh, we had to go to court today because they were going to take away our gun rights.
You know, Neil, let me go back to the face mask viral video of the individuals being kicked off the bus in Philly. I did see that. And what I found fascinating, and I did tweet this out, it's gotten a pretty good response from what I understand, is, and I put them, you know, and I can probably pull that up, but I put up on Twitter, watch the video of a man without a mask being kicked off a bus by a man without a mask. And it actually said, and here was my tweet, Philadelphia man not wearing face mask kicked off bus by Philadelphia man not wearing face mask. You can't make this blank up. Is this still America? The guy who was throwing him off the bus was doing exactly what he was accusing the other guy of doing as he was throwing him off the bus, and he was on the bus too. Is that what authority means? You know, I read into that a little bit. What that says to me is if I'm in a position of authority, I can do any damn thing I want, and I can make you do what I want you to do because there's a rule that I don't have to follow, but you do. And because I don't have to follow it, I can exert my authority over you, and I can throw you out and drag you off and have you dragged off by force. And isn't that indicative on a bigger scale of what we're seeing when we see mayors who have no business destroying our Second Amendment rights or our First Amendment rights or our Fourth Amendment or our Fifth or our, you pick one, 10th Amendment in particular, 14th Amendment? Isn't that what we're seeing? Isn't that kind of a, doesn't that send a message?
Well, you know, and I think it's indicative of what's happened to our culture. Our culture has changed. Our culture accepts things that would have never been accepted, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, right? I go back to, an example I use all the time is that, you know, we focus on, you know, we talk all the time, the kids are taught in school about Lexington and Concord. Growing up in Massachusetts, you visit Lexington and Concord, you hear about it every year, right? And, but in September of 1774, Nathan Tufts, and it's on his farm that Tufts University is built, Nathan Tufts had a powder house, which is the oldest existing structure, except for Paul Revere's house in the Boston area, where he kept ammunition and guns and powder and other things that farmers want to keep in their house. And he had a nice little business. And one day the British Army shows up and they take all the guns and the ammunition and the powder and everything else. And they take it all away on carts. And all the people around just looked, all the neighbors and everybody just watched. And then something happened over that winter of 74 into 75 where we changed. We became citizens. We were no longer subjects of a king. And when someone came to take our guns, we're like, whoa, that's actually not the plan we had in mind, sir. And I wonder if we're becoming subjects where we just, you know, and this is just sort of a conditioning. And if it was okay during the pandemic, why wouldn't it be okay not during the pandemic?
Well, that...
I don't know.
That I know. I don't either. I mean, these are questions. They're legitimate questions. And I think it would be very pompous to suggest that we have the actual answers to them. We don't. We do have the right and the ability and the power on these microphones to ask these questions. And that asking these questions, Neil, is what wakes people up to certain things, because we can see these things with our own eyes for what they are. The irony of a man being removed from a bus forcefully for not wearing a mask by a man on the bus, not wearing a mask, was not lost on me. And I took it to that next level, and I kind of chuckled about it. Now, the individual was not charged, from what I understand, but the entire irony of that debacle wasn't lost on me. These are legitimate questions, and Neil, we've got a bunch more for you coming up in the remaining three segments that we have with you, so I thank you for being here on Easter Sunday, the holiest of days for all of us as Christians. And I will be back with Neil McCabe right here on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone. I love it. Brad Primo was here last week. By the way, we are giving most of the regulars who would show up in the roundtable, we are giving the Easter Sunday holiday off, working on kind of a skeleton crew here. But how do you call Alan Gottlieb and Neil McCabe a skeleton crew? Neil McCabe, welcome back. I didn't mean anything by that. I hope you didn't take that the wrong way. You two are powerhouses, not a skeleton crew. I'm honored to be able to have both of you on the program every week. By the way,
I'm just a bag of bones, Mark.
Just a bag of bones. Now, let's talk about where I closed out with that last time. I was talking about the irony of that. And that did concern me in these days when we do see mayors. Neil, I'm going to tell you something funny. Even my homeowners association had to make a power grab. I kid you not. And when I see stuff like this, it just reminds me that people who feel they're in a position of authority or power are dying to use that power. And in a case like this, I guess they feel like they have the ability and the means and the authority to do so. Here's what I'm talking about. I got a letter from my homeowners association the other day. I'm not going to read it because I don't want to give anything away. I know a couple of people that are on the board that basically said, we are monitoring the situation carefully. And I felt great. I'm glad the homeowners association is monitoring the COVID-19 outbreak because I don't want it to impact their ability to cut the front and back entrance, Neil. Okay. Yeah. Because that's essentially what they do. Keep the pool, cut the back entrances and the front entrances. There you go. But they're monitoring it closely. So you know what they had to do? They had to say, because of the pandemic, they felt it was in the best interest of the neighborhood that they closed the tennis courts down. But the tennis courts won't be locked. You can still use them because law enforcement says you can still use them and that they can't kick people out. But they felt that they had to exert that authority anyway. And I kind of chuckled about that, Neil. But you know what? That's on a local HOA level. We have mayors. We have town councils. We have governors doing those things on a much bigger scale because the power that they control is much, much greater. But that phenomenon of people wanting to exert that authority is very real, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's like we met these guys in high school, right?
And sure you did.
It just, and these same kids in high school used to pull these stunts on yearbook staff or whatnot, with a student council. And, it's like I remember student council elections where kids would say, we're going to have soda machines and we're going to have an open campus. And they'd make all these crazy promises. There was no way. I'm thinking to myself, there's no way any of this stuff's going to happen. But these guys get elected, right? It's, they just tell you what you want to hear. And then you find out that they stole all the money that you raised on Flower Day. You know, and it's like, they're not only are they lying to us, they're stealing it from us. And here I am in high school, and I'm saying, oh, this is how, it's like a little ant farm. It's like, this is basically government as it's going to happen. And you grow up, and it's like the same guys. They promise you stuff that's never going to happen, and then they steal all the money for themselves and their friends. And so, what are we going to do? I mean, we just got to ride it out, I guess, because we're in the middle of a pandemic now, and this pandemic could turn very, very badly. And recently, I was up in New York State. And it's dead up there. You know, New York City is pumping. You know, it's like this, visiting New York City for me is always this, it just invigorates me, right?
Sure, sure, of course. And, anybody who's ever been knows what you're talking about.
New York City, I mean, there are times where I would just visit New York City, or if I was going up to Boston from D.C., I would deliberately give myself like a 3 or 4 hour layover on the train just to sort of walk around Manhattan. There's nothing going on in Manhattan today. That's like, you take away Manhattan and where's our economy? it's a very scary thing. So we have to hold on, we have to ride it out, and we have to, and but things could go very badly, and so this is probably not the time to sort of, you know, it's like, so now it's like, oh, well, do I challenge civil authority now in the middle of a pandemic as they're grabbing everything, or do I wait for my chance? I don't know if we're going to get that chance.
That's, you know? Well, you know, we heard from Alan Gottlieb in the previous hour, and Mr. Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, need our help now more so than ever as they are protecting our rights and liberties across the country. There are more suits to come. I can promise you that with a wink and a nod. I can promise you that. But, Neil, you know, we don't know what's going to come. So we have to take this opportunity now to hold people in positions of power accountable, particularly when it comes to our gun rights. Let me switch gears quickly and give you just a, and not really not switching gears, but let's come at this from a different take. And what we're finding out is that a lot of anti-gunners have been realizing lately that they were drinking Kool-Aid, that they were fed a big bag of lies by the anti-gun establishment, Moms Demand Action, Shannon Watts, Giffords, the Brady campaign, etc. And I'll give you some examples of that in a couple minutes. But one of them I want to use as an actual topic for you in a segment, and that's the Brady campaign. We'll go there shortly. But we've seen Shannon Watts relegated to just dropping F-bombs all over and hate tweets about Donald Trump and retweeting every other liberal loon out there that's saying anything negative about Donald Trump and berating him. Now they're going after him for coronavirus response because the entire country has watched their agenda crumble underneath their feet. Now, I want you to talk about that, if you would, briefly. What happens? What do you think is going to be the result of that when we come out of this? And America, we're going to come out of it, I promise you. Life will go back to normal. I promise you it will. A lot of people in the media won't want it to because they can exert control over your life, but it will go back to normal. Neil, what do you think the future holds for them after all of this when we've seen record numbers of purchases?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing that what happens after a spree shooting, because after a spree shooting, these guys like Watts or Bloomberg, they get all agitated and they start pushing for legislation to restrict gun rights. But what regular people do is they buy guns. And because, you know, everything is like, you know, it's one thing, platitude and everything like that. It's like, you know, the polls say that, you know, people want less guns and everything like that. But, you know, people lie to polls, right? If you poll 1,000 smokers, you poll 1,000 smokers, right? And you say to them, do you wish you could stop smoking? 98% say yes.
Yep.
Right? It's like, of course. It's like, do you want a society where there's no gun violence? Yes. Everyone wants that. It's like, that doesn't mean ergo we're going to come around with the sheriff and take everything. But I think what these guys have to reckon with is that in times of trauma and anxiety,
people want protection and guns. Neil, let me stop. I have to stop. I have to stop you. We're going to take a break. In times of turmoil, that's where we're going to pick up when we come back with Neil McCabe. Wow. I know exactly where he's going to go, but I want him to finish it. In times of turmoil, people want. That's what we're going to go with Neil with right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I am Mark Walters. We are filling your prescription for freedom on this Easter, albeit a bizarre Easter Sunday, no question about it. Where I sit, there's the weather's crazy. We're watching Easter services, all of us, if we're doing such things on you know, computer screens or television monitors, and it's just very, very strange times. But one thing for sure is that freedom will never take a break. We will always be here as we are today. And life will go back to normal. I can promise you that. I'm talking with the great Neil McCabe, longtime contributor, one of the originals. He's an OG. He's an AAROG, Neil McCabe. Welcome back, Neil. Where were we going to go with that? In times of turmoil, what?
Well, in times of turmoil, people start thinking about themselves, their families, their property. They start thinking about that business. When I say property, I'm not talking about like people with castles. I'm talking about a farm that a family has spent a lifetime or generations building. I'm talking about the restaurant. I'm talking about the dry cleaners. I'm talking about the business that people are doing because they love what they do and it's supporting them and keeping their family going. And the idea that somebody can just come around and just rob them or kill them or destroy what they've built, that's crazy. And people aren't going to do it. And they can tell the pollsters all they want about background checks and waiting times and this loophole or that loophole. But there is no obligation to be a victim. And The idea that you're that the government's going to tell people, don't worry, hide under your desk until the police arrive.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine and dandy. But when it's your family and your business and your life, your children, your wife, your husband, it's like, you know, it's like, the, remember these laws where, you know, I forget what state it was, but it might have been even D.C., where somebody, they said, if you're legally blind, you can't have a gun. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say you're legally, if you're legally blind, you can't have a gun, right? And it's like the idea that if someone is blind, you're not going to give them that chance. Like, just give me the chance. Maybe it won't work. Maybe I'll be killed. Maybe they'll rob us. Maybe they'll burn everything to the ground. But the idea that you're not going to give me a chance, that I just have to hide until the police arrive, that's ridiculous. And this thing could turn the wrong way. I think with President Trump and what he represents as a leader, I think that he's, that people understand that he stands for stability and that when the wind blows, he doesn't blow with it. And I think that President Trump's leadership really has to be credited, because if it was somebody else, I don't know how this thing would unwind.
Well, great point. Let me take you there. Let's go down this rabbit hole together. The Michigan governor has just ordered a stay-at-home order, now banning visits to friends and relatives, et cetera. I made the comment last week on the program, and I think I made the comment to you during the roundtable. Correct me if I'm wrong, but nonetheless, for example, here I'll use my own situation here. Governor Brian Kemp in the state of Georgia, like many governors around the country, has issued a basically stay at home, shelter in place, don't go out unless you have to. Well, I've been out many times because I have to. I have to do certain things for my business. I have to make certain runs every day. And it's like everything is essential because I don't see any reduction in my small town during the business day, for, you know, to be honest with you. It was a little bit different today. That was for sure. But the comment that I made was, so the next order that comes after that, Neil, is the one that concerns me. Because if what he just ordered isn't working, or if he's one of these power-hungry governors that think people aren't paying attention to him, which I don't believe Brian Kemp is, but there are usual suspects that will, the next order that comes from them is, now you can't go out. And that's when you have trouble. Mm-hmm. Now, Michigan stay-at-home order now bans visits to friends, relatives, etc. Traveling to another home, even to visit friends or relatives to go on vacation, is now banned. My response to that in Twitter was, nope, not in America. Sorry, Governor, you don't tell me I can't go see my mother and father, my elderly parents at their home. No, you can't. Doesn't work that way in this country. Don't tell me that I can't do these things. Now, I got a problem with that big time, but what concerns me more than that, and my own personal, you know, who the hell do you think you are type gig, is bigger than that. Because that type of order now begins pretty soon. What's next? You can't go to the grocery store. You can't. That's when we have big time problems in this country, where I think you were alluding to when you said things can get really, really bad. That would cause it. And we're very close. Michigan, this is America, man. What are we losing here, Neil? This is scary as crap.
You can't restart a business like you think you can. And what happens is people that you relied on, maybe as workers, right? They leave. Relationships that you had for supply and whatnot, they saw that you went dark for 2 months. Maybe they're not going to give you the shipments on credit that they used to give you.
Right.
Maybe they'd like to see some cash. And it's those relationships are like, well, the guy you stiffed for those pipes, he had to stiff his guy for the pipes. And now it's like the relationships get broken, because people can't rely on each other like they used to. And it's like the idea that you can just, that this thing just bounces back. You know, I'm not sure. And, you know, there's a reason why people don't build factories in this country anymore. And it has nothing to do with the fact that interest rates are at 3% instead of 1%. It's because of the regulations. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't done any of the structural changes that we need to do so we can go back to where we were in 1950, right? Or 1939 even, right? that industrial base that we had, you know, 80 years ago to take on World War II, that's gone. Drive around upstate New York, you know, drive around central Massachusetts. Those factories are closed. Those factories are now apartment buildings and nursing homes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're lofts and everything else. And, you know, when you talk about regulation, go ahead, Neil, please.
Oh, like you say, there's a museum in Rhode Island, which is basically the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution with Slater's Mill and all that. There are museums. There's a museum there, and there's one in Lowell, too. And it's basically, this is when we used to have jobs here. This is the work we used to do. And they'd have mannequins, and they'd say, this is how we used to dress when we actually had work, and everyone here wasn't on welfare.
You know, look.
It's absurd.
It is absurd, and I spent a number of years selling in the transportation industry, motor carriers who haul everything. Listener, everything that you can see, feel, and touch around you has been on a truck at some point in time of its product life cycle, from its raw materials to its manufacturing, to its shipment, to its delivery to you, to whatever you did with it. And I saw firsthand the destruction of the textile industry, for example, Neil, in the Carolinas, and the furniture industry in the Carolinas, destroyed. And, you know, when you talk about regulations, you go to pick up anything that's got a tag. Warning, the following pillow has been known to cause cancer to the state of California. California's got to go try to open a factory in California. When you see those little goofy comments about California, go try to be the business person that opens that up in California and has to deal with that nonsense. For that matter, I don't live in California. Quit putting that stuff on what I'm using, okay? The point that I'm trying to make is that the regulations that you're talking about, Neil, are very real, and they have tremendous impact on real people and what we do. And people are worried about all of these things. And let's just circle back right now, Neil. I'll take this to the break, but I want to take you to the Brady campaign afterwards. But they feel these real concerns. The business owner, the restaurant owner, very, very concerned. Now all of a sudden they can't run their business. They want to feel some protection because they think other people might want what they have. And a firearm purchase enables them to feel that protection so that they can, in fact, take care of their own things in times of great uncertainty. That gives them the certainty of, at least I can protect what's mine and what I love. Neil McCabe will round out this hour with me when we come back. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. to hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 2, Segment 4 already. Hard to believe. From the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Ledslinger's microphone. Let me give a big shout-out to my sponsors quickly, please, before I go back to Neil McCabe. Of course, Bursa Firearms. We heard Rafael Dovalli just last week on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. This is the Ledslinger's microphone, for crying out loud. Make sure to check out all of their products. Look it up at ledslingerswhiskey.com for anywhere, wherever their distributors are. You can find out where to pick up their products around the country, and many, many thousands of you are doing that, and we thank you. DefenderCoffee.com. I'm actually knocking a cup back right now. My good friend Andrew Brankus, Law of Self-Defense mug, to be exact. There you go. There's a shameless plug for you, Andrew. Crossbreed Holster Studios, for 10 years, the most comfortable holster in the world. They're behind a little bit on shipping right now. Obviously, they're being inundated with orders because of all the new gun buyers out there. The millions, millions, just a fraction of you buy them. It slows production down, but they are working full steam ahead. They're about 10 to 14 days out from what I understand, so we'll throw that out there to you. Make sure to order early for Crossbreed Holsters for the Super Tuck, for the gun of your choice, okay? Second Amendment Foundation, what else do I need to say? We heard from Alan in the first hour. I'll let that speak for itself. Gunbroker.com. If you can't find it on store shelves right now or you don't want to make an appointment, gunbroker.com. It's 100% free. All you have to do is go over and sign up. You'll never get hit for anything for money, period. Sign up and peruse the 1.5 million auctions that are going on for all the stuff that you want. It's all visible to you there at gunbroker.com. North American Arms. Do I need to tell you? Car Arms. For gosh sakes, and MyPillow. MyPillow, good heavens. Who'd have thunk it? But I'm getting emails from you around the country thanking Mike Lindell for supporting the Second Amendment and purchasing his products. I just absolutely love it. And that leaves us now next with Emerson Knives. Family-run business. Emerson Knives are famous in all the worst places for a reason. Because the guys who gals who go to those worst places want the best in their pockets and in their tactical gear. And I'm telling you right now, it's an Emerson knife. Please visit EmersonKnives.com. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, do you want to finish out that last segment where I was talking about people wanting, you know, we kind of circled back to people wanting to feel safe in times of uncertainty. Go ahead.
You know, and obviously, listening to Alan in the first hour, you know, guys like Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, obviously Gun Owners of America is right there, is, you know, when there are, say, infections into the body politic, right? You want those white blood cells, your immune system, right? They find they find the infection and they overwhelm it, right? Sometimes that creates a fever, right? And the fever itself, that could be dangerous to the body politic. But the idea is you want to ride that out. And so you have guys like Alan just roaming. Like, if you look, you go to the Second Amendment Foundation website, just scroll through.
Yeah.
Not just the ongoing cases, but the passing. The guy's in Guam. The guy's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's in New York. He's in Maine.
Right? Puerto Rico.
This guy's like this angel flying over the country, right? Just sort of like a superhero, right? Just flying like Superman, flying over the country, just trying to, you know, whatever.
I love it.
He swoops down, right? So, so what you do is you build, by going to the courts like Alan does, what he does is when your body defeats a virus, it develops antibodies. So it recognizes the virus before it gets out of control and goes after it wicked quick, right? And so our immune system or the antibodies are our courts, because in the Constitution, we're born with an immune system called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but the ongoing court cases develop precedents and rulings that say, okay, we went through this before, now we recognize this problem, and this is how we're going to handle it. And so I see these anti-gun people as going after our constitutional immune system. And it's a destruction. And they're willing to risk what people call, there's something called the founding consensus, right? Which is what are the things that all Americans agree to? And these leftists are willing to attack our founding consensus, that immune system, for their power grab to create their utopia. And All utopias end badly. And so this is sort of what I'm thinking about. Now, I don't know if you wanted to go there, but I just want to say this. I want everybody to have a happy Easter. This has been a really rough Holy Week for me personally, because I was an altar boy,
yeah,
and it's something that in my life, being an altar boy, it was something I was proud of. It was something that I didn't want to stop. You know, finally they said, listen, you're taller than the priest. Time to go home. Like, you have to hang up your cassock and surplus. You know, sorry, it's over, Neil. And it's like I loved Holy Thursday more than any other Mass of the year. And Lent is a very personal thing to me that I take seriously. And Easter, you know, is just this amazing culmination. If you do Lent right and you do Holy Week right, Easter is this amazing thing. And I feel like I've been cheated out of that, because I can't be with my fellow believers, right? But when we think of our Lord as the Good Shepherd, right, there's also those people who carry concealed weapons are really good shepherds amongst us. And you know, they don't flash it, right? Well, in some states they do, like in Virginia, or I'm sure you've walked around open carry. With these concealed carry guys, and it's like, how many crimes are prevented? How many lives are saved? Because they take it upon themselves to be guardians of those who don't carry. And, you know, don't wait for the police to come and circle the place with yellow tape and take statements.
The sheepdog, brother. The sheepdog.
The cops are trained. The most important thing they can do is come home at the end of the night, right? They are told they have to live through their shift. Cops, and God love them, they do an amazing job. But cops are not soldiers, and we get that confused, right? Cops are not going to take a bullet for you. They because it's just not their culture. That's a soldier's culture. It's a different thing. And so if you don't carry or you don't have your weapon with you, there are guardians amongst us, and because we can't, because we're no longer in crowds, right? We're now isolated, and so we can't rely. A lot of people rely on those guardians, right? And without even realizing, 5 to 10% of airline pilots carry weapons right now. They're called flight deck officers,
right?
And that's why we. That's the main reason why we don't see terrorism today. We told the pilots they couldn't carry guns, and guess what happened? We have a rash of hijackings all through the 70s, 80s, and, of course, 9/11. And so it's like nobody knows who those pilots are, but the terrorists know that 5 to 10% of airline pilots carry weapons in the cockpit, and that keeps us safe. And so I want to thank all the people who do carry, who do look out for us. And they're not just looking out for themselves, they're looking out for all of us. And there are people who know, there are criminal elements who know you don't go to certain towns in Georgia, right? You stay out of the saw. Because everyone has a gun.
I could listen to you for hours. Brilliant. I'm going to let it all stand on its own. I want to add one caveat before I close out this hour with you on Easter Sunday, Neil. And that is, I got the visual of Alan Gottlieb hovering over the planet Earth, his bow tie, his trademark bow tie, his wings.
Yes.
His trademark bow tie, his wings, as he protects all of us on Easter Sunday. It's a very befitting visual that you just gave me. I appreciate it very much. Neil McCabe, happy Easter, my brother. Always a pleasure. And thanks for being here and taking time out. I know you're extremely busy. Armed American Radio will always have your back. You just heard Neil McCabe. We'll be back in the next hour right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. Don't go away. We'll be back after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.